This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So it's okay to bring fentanyl across the border, but not eggs. Can't bring those eggs across the border. Yeah, apparently down on the U.S.-Mexico border, people are crossing into Mexico to purchase eggs because, you know, the inflation in America, the Biden tester inflation that we've got going on. People are going south of the border to get some cheaper eggs, apparently. Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems that way, doesn't it? Obviously, there's supposed to be penalties in place, and there are penalties in place for bringing fentanyl across the border. There's penalties that are in place if you bring eggs across the border, but somehow there's a lot of fentanyl that's coming into this country as a result of this wide-open southern border, isn't there? That was the message from Tim in Savage after I was sharing this egg smuggling story on our Montana Talks website in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Now, Sean and Shelby says, you know, I usually know a fair amount about the border stuff, but I haven't heard anything about egg smuggling. So apparently that's not a big deal on our U.S.-Canada border here in Montana, at least as of yet. Evan in Belt weighing in, talking about our southern border, the fentanyl crisis, and more. So the Biden administration is thinking of wasting more of our money on spinning up a task force on how this fentanyl crisis is invading our country. Don't you think that just closing the damn border and building the wall would help? But no, let's just waste more of our time talking about some singer. Yeah, of course, what he's referring to, for those of you just getting up and rolling with us here, you had United States senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday wasting a whole bunch of time talking about Taylor Swift concert tickets instead of all these other major issues affecting everyday Americans.
A spectacular fiasco prevented millions of Taylor Swift fans from buying tickets for her upcoming tour. That means her fans and Ticketmaster are never, ever, ever getting back together. Ticketmaster's parent company Live Nation blamed the Swift ticket meltdown on bots or automated consumers. But incredulous senators said other industries face the same problems. Live Nation says it's invested over $1 billion to try to combat the nuisance. Ticketmaster and Live Nation merged in 2010. That raised Senate antitrust concerns. But executives dismissed those charges. A 2018 Government Accountability Office report says 27% of the price of tickets go toward fees. Ticketmaster contends it doesn't set ticket prices, and for lawmakers, it's still unclear as to who establishes fees.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got kids dying of fentanyl. We've got a drug epidemic in America. We've got crime off the charts, especially in our major cities, as a result of these liberal prosecutors and these liberal judges that keep throwing these criminals back out onto the streets. We've got, you know, veterans who are still forced to suffer under these mandates when they go to a VA facility, if they can even get there, because there's not enough volunteer drivers to drive them there in the first place. But yet, oh no, these Republican senators had every cute little Taylor Swift analogy they could think of yesterday. They were just having a good old time, weren't they? All right, your new rep for HD 50 coming up right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Tracking the economy is always interesting, sometimes puzzling, but lately it's been a bit surreal. Driving to work, listening to the financial news, you'd think we're in a recession that's getting worse. Big tech companies are reporting layoffs. Stock markets are wobbly. Tensions are high. But step out of your car and walk down Main Street, and the whole attitude changes. Stores are full of shoppers, and help wanted signs still abound. It's true that households are being hammered by inflation, and that the fuel for greater spending is running out. But the fact that the recession gloom on Wall Street hasn't arrived in most Montana cities towns tells us something about where the economy is at the moment. Economic growth has been better for those at the lower end of the pay scale recently. Tight labor markets for services has given workers more power, more flexibility, and more wages. At the same time, higher interest rates have punctured the runaway stock market's balloon, leaving the wealthier folks facing relatively harder times. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research. Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. The skies remain cloudy today. We'll see some light snow and flurry activity around the area, with accumulations generally staying less than an inch through the day. Temperatures will top off around the upper 20s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, still looking at some scattered snow shower activity around the region. Accumulations of an inch or less, with temperatures heading down to about 30 in Billings tonight, with lows into the mid-20s in the Bozeman area. Thursday, still looking at cloudy skies and some more scattered snow showers with some light accumulation potential and some mixed precipitation also further east towards Billings. High temperatures Thursday in the mid-30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. On Thursday night, temperatures head back to about 32 in Billings to 25 in Bozeman.
Helps ease your way through scale inspections and shows your pride in your company. Give Ducks Paint Shop a call and let them get you ready for the road.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I thought we were going to get a phone call right now, but anyway, that might have gotten lost in emails back and forth. So maybe she's calling us later this morning. Either way, that's all right. We should get a phone call at some point this morning here from the newly appointed representative for House District 50 in the Montana Legislature. She's already in Helena as we speak, after Yellowstone County Commissioners appointed her to that House District 50 seat following the resignation of Mallory Stromswald. So we should chat with Nara Hastings here at some point this morning. But first, let's go into your phone calls. We've got Steve in Ballantyne on the line. And hey, Steve, man, your call yesterday, I thought you really nailed it talking about this Taylor Swift hearing when you called in the 9 o'clock hour.
Hold on one second.
Let me cue him up there. Start over again, Steve. I didn't have the right button pushed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we don't have anything better to do. You know, we don't want to try to save the country and put the most corrupt leader that this country has ever had, to put their efforts towards that. No, we're going to do it. But the thing I'm calling on now is, okay, we got Kamala Harris. Won't go down to the southern border, won't go down there and see what's going on, all the fentanyl coming across, killing hundreds and hundreds of people every day. A lot of them are kids, young, okay? But now she's going to go down to California and visit the where that shooting just happened. And she'll go down there, but as an advocate, to take away our guns, the only thing that we have to protect ourselves, but yet won't go down to the southern border to protect our kids.
Yeah, no, good point. And by the way, why is she going to California? Why did mass shootings happen in California? California has the strongest gun control laws in the country. You know what I'm saying? And then you had guys like Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff blaming bigotry before the facts even came out on these shootings in California, even though the suspected gunman was an Asian man.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, won't go down there to the border to protect our own children in this country, but yet we'll go and, you know, a strong advocate to take away all our guns. The only thing that we have, one of the only things that we have that we can actually say as a United States citizen that we have to protect ourselves, and they want to take them away.
Yeah. And put more kids at risk, and put more people at risk.
Right? It's it's mind-boggling what these Democrats are up to. It just never quits, Aaron.
That's right. No, good points. Yeah, you were spot on yesterday, and I think your phone call really is what led the primetime coverage last night. You were spot on. You spotted it right away. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We do now have with us on the phone lines newly appointed State Representative Nara Hastings, now with us here on Montana Talks. Representative Hastings, or I guess, have you been sworn in yet? You traveled to Helena yesterday, huh?
Good morning. Yes, I was sworn in yesterday.
Well, congratulations. What a turn of events, huh? You go from,
right,
you know, just being a business owner in Billings to, tag, you're it. Now you're in the state legislature.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a whirlwind, but a welcomed one at that, for sure.
Yeah. So how would you kind of introduce yourself to folks in Montana? Because you've now been the Yellowstone County Commissioner selected you to fill, I believe it's the House District 50 seat, right, that Mallory Stromswold stepped down from?
Correct. Yeah. I'm a mother of four, married to a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. I'm a Christian. I'm really excited to, see how I can help our constituents. So, yeah, I think, I'm a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competitor.
Really? Oh, man, yeah. That's very cool. Where do you do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu out at? Is it that Gracie Jiu-Jitsu place?
No, I belong to Billings BJJ.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right. So you're ready for the fight in Helena then.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
well, I've been to is it your husband's outfit, the Proof Donuts place? Those are some fancy donuts. Those are some pretty good donuts, too.
Yeah, he's one of the partners over there. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are the issues that you want to wrestle while you're in Helena there?
Yeah, so I think the top for Billings for sure would be crime, trying to figure out how to solve the crime issue that we have in Billings. The other one is bringing more business opportunity to our area. I think that's really important, especially with the economy as it is now. So trying to attract new businesses to the area to provide more jobs. Also just trying to make sure that we're a state that continues to provide energy for our state, but also the nation. Very important for me.
Yeah. What was the first half day on the job like?
Oh, my gosh. It was a whirlwind. I got the tour of the Capitol, which I have never been even to Helena, so this was all new. So, so I got a tour. I got to meet a bunch of people. I got to see my, where I sit. So today is going to be the bigger day. Today's, where the governor speaks about the state of the state, which I'm really looking forward to. And actually, I'm going to take a look at some bills today as well. So.
Yeah. And then I know, one question some folks might have is, hey, there's a House Freedom Caucus. There's a more moderate House Solutions Caucus is how the more moderate Republicans refer to themselves. How would you caucus how would you define yourself as you now step in to fill the seat there for House District 50? If you can, Nara Hastings, stand by. We'll come back to you right after this quick break. Right after our farm and ranch.
Necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
We covered a lot of ground with Tuesday's Montana Talks. We opened up the show by talking about a ban on foreign ownership of land here in Montana. And then later on, got a phone call from State Senator Ken Bogner out of Miles City. Plus, that really powerful letter from the Flathead County Commissioners on the homeless situation. What are we going to cover with Wednesday's Montana?
50-50. Select quote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Farms and ranchers across the West continue to battle drought conditions. And according to the 4th American Farm Bureau Federation Drought Survey, things are only getting slightly better. American Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch.
The last survey that we took in 2022, 67% of respondents reported reducing their herd size in 2021, and 50% were further reducing their herd during 2022. In this survey, 62% of respondents were reducing their herd size in early 2022, and a much lower 17% reported they were further reducing their herd or flock. So this could signal a bottom of the liquidations that were occurring because of drought. It also could just mean that farmers didn't have any animals left to sell.
Munch said the changes in drought conditions in the survey are regionally dependent. Well, the National Corn Growers Association is praising the Biden administration for issuing an official rejection of a recent proposed compromise from Mexico on biotech corn imports into the country. The development came during a meeting between Mexican and U.S. officials. In a statement that came out after the meeting, the U.S. Trade Representative and USDA said the changes offered by Mexico were not sufficient, and Mexico's proposed approach, which is not grounded in science, still threatens to disrupt billions of dollars in bilateral agricultural trade, causing serious economic harm to U.S. farmers and Mexican livestock producers. I'm Lane Nordland.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so newly appointed Representative Nara Hastings had to get going to run to the Capitol, but that's all right because we are going to be broadcasting live from the Montana Capitol for 2 days next week, both Monday's show and Tuesday's show, live from the Montana State Capitol. We're still pinning down the exact location within the Capitol because the rotunda was reserved, but yeah, just a quick heads up, we are going to be live from the Capitol with our whole show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. both of those mornings, because that was one thing that we found when we did our show. We had a great time. We were there for the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association's Co-op Days at the Capitol event, and you know, we had so many guests join us. We caught up with some of the key leaders, like the Speaker of the House, the Senate President, the Governor's Budget Director, and of course our friends from the Electric Cooperatives Association and a couple of others. But before we knew it, it was like, man, there were so many other lawmakers from all across the state that we would have loved to sit down with, hear what they're working on in the legislature, just kind of open up the microphones just like we open up the phone lines on a daily basis here. And so that's what we're going to do on Monday and Tuesday. Our friends from the Frontier Institute are going to make it all happen. So 2 days of live shows from the Montana Capitol, sponsored by the Frontier Institute, which is a great free market think tank that recently got up and running here in Montana. Kendall Cotton and the whole crew, they got a great board of directors that are steering them in the right direction as well. So anyway, I told Representative Nara Hastings to spread the word. Look forward to seeing many of our lawmakers on Monday and Tuesday's show. And by the way, when I say that the microphones will be open, the microphones will be open for the Democrats as well. The microphones will be open for anybody from the public, really. Anybody who wants to come and join us at the Capitol, from the Capitol. So the invite will be open to all. Now, oftentimes, the Democrats don't want to come on shows like this because they don't want to take your phone calls. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of them step up to the microphone while we are at the Capitol. I did ask Representative Hastings, during the break. I said, hey, so, you know, a lot of folks may be wondering, how would you align yourself politically within the Republican caucus? And basically she says, you know, look, I'm just getting started here. And so just getting to know everybody and the process and everything. But she says she will definitely be a solid conservative in the State House of Representatives. And my assumption here is that's why she was one of three names that made it onto the list. That's why she was also selected by the Republican county commissioners from Yellowstone County as well. So she said she will definitely be more conservative in that seat. So anyway, there you go. Got a message on our Montana Talks app here from Paul in Bozeman. And Paul sent us a message here from Newsmax.com. Aaron, I don't know if you saw this. AT&T and DirecTV have canceled Newsmax on DirecTV. Just another attempt to censor the conservative voice. Anyone on DirecTV should cancel. That's what Paul and Bozeman had to say. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Paul, because I've, you know, my TV, and full disclosure, I don't have cable TV. I don't have internet TV. I think I got one of these, you know, internet TV services very briefly so that I could watch the latest season of Yellowstone. And then I wanted to watch ESPN College Game Day when they were live from Bozeman for the Cat Grizz game, which was great TV, by the way. But I already canceled that subscription because, you know, Yellowstone doesn't get back up and running until later this summer. So I can save 6 months of a subscription cost on that. And with the Biden tester inflation going on right now, you know, saving costs is good. But I did notice, so on my TV, you know, it's one of these newer, you know, smart TV type things where you can have different apps on your TV, just like you can have an app on your smartphone. And I've got the Newsmax app on my TV. Now, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I've watched Newsmax on the app on my TV from before. So, hey, whether you're cutting cable or cutting satellite or something else, you can still get your Newsmax TV that way. Just like you just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. They got an app for that, too. Of course, Paul and Bozeman's probably already tracking that and aware of that. But just a quick reminder there. Hey, another quick reminder for you. It is January 25th. That means you've got what? 6 days left? You've got less than a week to go. Because for the month of January, you can purchase your generic prescription drugs at cost. And by the way, you can purchase them for the entire year. So if you already know what medications you need to take, what medications you're going to be taking for the next 12 months, why not buy all of your prescriptions for the next 12 months at cost? That's what our friends at Farm 406 are offering right now for the month of January alone. So you've only got a little bit of time to act. If you're listening in the Billings area, drop by Farm 406, 38th and Grand, or check out their website, farm406.com. They can mail all across, they can mail your prescriptions statewide, and you can get your generic prescriptions at cost as part of their Cost Plus program. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden plans to deliver remarks on Ukraine at noon Eastern. It looks like Ukraine's military will be getting the tanks it's been asking for to fight the Russian invasion, including German-made Leopard 2s.
The key to the U-turn is reported to be U.S. agreement to deliver its Abrams tanks, despite saying the Abrams would be too complex to maintain. Russia says all this is blatant provocation.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The grand jury's report remains sealed for now, but a district attorney in Georgia says decisions are imminent on whether to bring criminal charges in the Donald Trump election interference case.
The investigation stems from a January 2021 phone call between the former president and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which Trump suggested that Raffensperger, quote, find the votes that would overturn his loss to President Joe Biden. The former president has maintained he did nothing wrong.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, stocks are down to start the trading day. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, I know some of you listen all morning long. You're with us at 6 a.m. And then, man, in our statewide hour of the show, there you are again. We got a great phone call from Stephen Ballantyne just a few minutes ago. He had a great phone call kicking off our statewide show yesterday talking about basically this Taylor Swift hearing and these United States senators. All the important issues of the day, our troops who need somebody to fight for them, our veterans who need somebody to fight for them, in the mess inside, you know, the VA bureaucracy out of Washington, D.C., with these mask mandates and these vaccine mandates that are absurdly still in place, national debt, all of the craziness, the fentanyl crisis, you name it. And yet here they are having all their Taylor Swift song references. It's just a joke. It's an embarrassment what took place in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. But for those of you who weren't able to stick around later in the morning for the show yesterday, we had a couple of interesting updates on two of the big stories that we were talking about here in the early morning hours of Montana Talks yesterday. I told you about this story about how Montana lawmakers will now look at banning foreign-owned land. Told you about that story. Okay, the communist Chinese purchasing land near our nuclear missile silos. How do we put a stop to that? What about the Russians? What about the North Koreans? What about Iran? Well, I think I told you the New York Post has a story about how Texas lawmakers want to do just that. They want to ban, they want to outlaw foreign ownership of land in Texas from China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. I spoke with State Senator Ken Bogner out of Miles City. He is the Senate President or Senate Pro Tem, and the law that he put forward, House Bill or Senate Bill 203, is very similar. It's very similar to the legislation that's being proposed in Texas. So it would include those same countries as well. And if I remember right, that hearing will take place on Thursday. I think that hearing is tomorrow, but I got to go back into our Montana Talks podcast from about 9:45 yesterday morning to confirm. So we'll confirm that for you, but I believe a hearing will take place on Senate Bill 203. So there you go. Let's see. The other story, we were talking about the Flathead County Commissioners. Flathead County Commissioners sent this powerful letter out to the community. Sent this powerful letter out to the community where they were talking about all of these homeless programs and how what all of these homeless programs are doing is instead of caring for the homeless, that are struggling, that are actually living in the Flathead Valley, that are from the Flathead Valley, that what all of these homeless programs are doing is encouraging this transient population from outside of the state of Montana to flood into the Flathead to take advantage of these services. I saw some interesting numbers that came from one of these warming shelters themselves that, if you ask me, it confirms and backs up exactly what these Flathead commissioners were talking about. I'll explain right after this.
This is where Montana talks.
Here at the SHOT Show, and we're going up the escalator, and you made some remark. Man, you could take over a small country with the people in this building right now. And I was like, you could take over a small country with six of the guys in this building right now. And that guy pipes up. He's like, if it's the right six.
That guy didn't, you know how we were joking. Well, he took that as serious. He's like, wait, we got to pick the right six.
I think he handed you his business card if you're interested in taking over a small country.
This is where Montana talks. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT. Montana talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970 on our Parsec Data Management phone lines. You got something you want to talk about or you want to react to something we've already been covering, give us a ring. Or as you've been hearing, I've been sharing messages from our Montana Talks app, so you can send us a quick message that way as well. Let's see. The hearing will be Thursday afternoon in the State Senate Ag Committee, in the State Senate Agricultural Committee. That's when this hearing will take place on State Senator Ken Bogner's bill to ban the foreign ownership of land. So, anyway, for those of you who wanted to reach out to your local legislators in support of Senate Bill 203, there you go. You can, and especially I would encourage you, in fact, let me take a quick look at the State Senate Ag Committee here just to see who some of the members are. You just go to leg.mt.gov, and you can click committees. Let's see. All right, it's going to take a little bit of time here while I'm live on the air. But anyway, go to ledge.mt.gov. You can pull up the committees. You can look at the state senate, and then if you think that we should ban the foreign ownership of land here in Montana from, communist Chinese, Russia, Iran, North Korea, you name it, there you go. And I know that this is a big concern that the Montana Stock Growers Association were talking about during their annual convention in Billings back in December as well, because not only are they concerned about, the nefarious activity of some of these countries and what their interests might be in acquiring this land, but the other good point they made is that basically you got foreign buyers coming in, driving up the price of land, and then it's harder for young families in Montana to either purchase a ranch or expand the family ranch and then remain in production. And so we all know how important that is, not just to our economy, but also to our Montana way of life as well, and our culture. And we just love our Montana ranch families. And so we don't want to see them pushed off the land or bought out basically because of, the communist Chinese or others. All right. Great guest just popped into our Montana Talk studios. Dr. Dale Williams, Billings Last Diet. Great to see you. Happy, still relatively new year, I guess, right?
Still a new year, Aaron.
Still a new year. It's January 25th. So this is about the time when all those people who piled into the gym after January 1st, they're starting to think, hey, I've been working out really hard for the last month. How come I'm not losing weight?
It's about plateau time for most of our dieters that are New Year's resolutioners that are doing it on their own. The first couple of weeks of the new year, they were watching what they were eating as they were working out, and they watched their weight drop. Well, now this last week or last 2 weeks, here's what typically happens is we quit watching what we eat, and we're still working out, but we see our weight loss plateau. And now, depending on how much grit you have, you're going to stick with that for a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, and you're just going to pretty much plateau as you're working out trying to lose weight. And it just doesn't work. It's what you eat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and this is coming from me. We just interviewed a newly appointed state lawmaker, and she's like a jiu-jitsu fighter.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu, yeah.
And so we definitely encourage people to work out. We definitely encourage people to go to gyms. I love working out, but when I put on a bunch of weight after my last deployment, I was still going to the gym a bunch. I was still doing great workouts, but the problem was I wasn't controlling my diet. And and it's like you turn on a movie on Netflix and okay, and then what bottle are you opening up, what can are you opening up? And if you can't control that, you had the best line, which is you can't outrun your fork.
It'll win every time if you try to outrun your fork. And I'm an exercise guy. I'm a runner. I've been a runner for 25 years. There's great benefits health-wise to exercising, and so even with our program, with Billings Last Diet Protocol, exercise is involved in it. But you have to make sure you get it in the right order, in the right place, and the right type of exercise if you're trying to lose weight. You have to make sure that it's right. And so that's why education is a key. You have to learn how that body works, and then you can make it work to your advantage.
Yeah, I when I sat in on the maybe it was the holiday eating seminar, and you were reminding the current dieters that were in the room, hey, here's what a typical day looks like. And you said, now we encourage you to just go for a walk.
Yeah.
For a few minutes. Just go for a walk for what, 30 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And now, we're not telling you to go for a walk to exercise to lose weight.
That's correct.
We're just telling you to go for a walk to get some exercise because it's good to get your metabolism going, and it's a good thing to do.
It's good for your digestive system. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your cardiovascular health. There are huge benefits to exercise. And so I get a little bit nervous when we talk about exercise and weight loss, and people say, well, Billings Last Diet doesn't think you should exercise through weight loss. This isn't true. We just want to make sure we get it in the right order.
Yeah. Well, and then the nice part is, too, is you go in, you burn all that fat, you lose all that weight through Billings Last Diet and through the Ideal Protein Protocols and your great team of coaches. And then after that, when you go to the gym,
yeah,
and then you also figure out, okay, how do I, keep it in check even after I start working out? Well, you can step up your workout. And you're going to start to see muscles you didn't see before.
Yeah.
And so you're going to feel even better about your workouts. You're not going to be all disappointed because, man, I've been working out hard all week and I'm not seeing the real results.
Yeah, and that's some of the motivating part about the Billings Last Diet Protocol is you do see the toning and the sculpting that happens, not from working out, but from trimming back the fat.
And your spouse does, too.
And your spouse.
That's really nice.
Your heart is that muscle. That's the most important muscle that you need to take care of is your heart. And your heart is going to have a huge benefit from it. And coming up in February is Heart Health Month. And I think the best thing we can do for our hearts is to take that extra weight off.
That's a good point. And look at all the problems out there we're seeing with heart problems right now. Now, without getting into the, is it the Rona itself? Is it the vaccine?
Yeah.
Either way, whatever you can do to make it easier on your heart is a good thing.
There's one other thing that I wanted to mention this morning, and that is we're starting a new program for our dieters who are past dieters. So you've been wonderful on doing your tune-ups regularly and such.
Got to do it.
Yeah. So we're shifting a little bit from the tune-ups to what we call a 12-week challenge. So the 12-week challenge is for our past dieters, those who have done the diet before, and we would include new dieters as well. But here's what we're going to do is we want to do 1 month of phase one, 1 month of phase two, and 1 month of phase three. So here's the truth. We've had a lot of people who have lost weight with Billings Last Diet, but they haven't stuck with it as far as the stabilization phase two and the maintenance. And so they haven't had the education that you had on how do we keep this weight off for the rest of your
life.
And
the accountability, really.
And the accountability,
everything
right.
comes down to accountability.
And so we want them to come in and do a 12-week challenge with us where you're just going to do 1 month in phase one, but then in phase two, you're going to get the education about stabilization, to figure out what your macro codes are, what, how many carbs, proteins, and fats. That's a scientific discovery we do, and then do a month of phase three.
You know, there's another way you can lose a bunch of weight and get really skinny really fast. You can go to Fort Benning, Georgia, and spend the whole summer there training with the infantry, doing patrols out in the in the heat. When I did that, then I got my dress uniform. This is really cool. So last month, at the end of December, we had a retirement ceremony for my friend, Brad Caton, retired as a lieutenant colonel, active duty Army, and then his Marine Corps buddy, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Ankeny, both guys out of Colstrip, were there, and I was the MC for the retirement ceremony, and he wanted me to wear my dress uniform.
Yeah.
I fit into the dress uniform that I first got when I first commissioned and was in Fort Benning, Georgia, when they gave me this dress uniform, basically.
And how many years ago was that?
That was, first come 24. That was about 18 years
18
ago,
years
something
ago.
Like that. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, and we've had other guys, Owen in Billings, called into the show one day, and he said, yeah, I did Billings last night. He said he fit into his Marine Corps dress uniform, and he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
So he was having trouble, you know, keeping the weight off. And truck drivers can do it, because it comes down to what you're eating, not about how physical you are throughout the day.
It is. It is. And it's fun and exciting to see people like Aaron Flint, who have done well and continue to do well. And we see it with
with our buddy Big J across town.
Oh, yeah.
Saw him up at the airport for the Blue Angels. And
oh, yeah.
He was looking trim like a fighter pilot, too, you know. So
both of you are several years into that.
That's right.
Into that side of keeping it off.
Yeah. Dr. Dale Williams, Billings Last Diet, BillingsLastDiet.com, or call 294-6751. When's your next seminar?
We've got one tonight, today at noon, and then the February, first Tuesday in February.
That's right around the corner. That's crazy.
That's coming up.
All right. Yeah, and they got a remote option for those of you further out of town as well, or in other parts of the state. BillingsLastDiet.com, or call 294-6751. Phone lines are open for you. Back after this.
Fox News commentary.
Get this, an ex-FBI agent involved in the Trump Russiagate probe has been indicted for aiding a Russian oligarch. You can't make this stuff up. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a plot twist for you. Ex-FBI agent Charles McGonigal, who led the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York and was involved in the Trump-Russia investigation, has been indicted for conspiring to remove sanctions on a Russian oligarch with ties to Putin. According to prosecutors, McGonigal allegedly received $225,000 from a former Russian intelligence officer while he was still employed by the FBI. This is all too rich, folks, and yet another perfect example of why the FBI swamp needs to be drained, and now. It's really hard to have trust in our institutions when stuff like this keeps coming out. It sure seems like we live under a two-tier justice system, with conservatives usually on the losing end. This is yet another...
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, got a few messages in here on our Montana Talks app. Let's see. Let's see here. Jerry, not sure what town Jerry's listening in here. Maybe Billings, since it came in through KBUL. Good morning. I just wanted you to know that Biden is doing one good thing. Jimmy Carter has been replaced as the worst president in the United States. Jerry, thanks for your message. Jesse and Shelby. Hey, I agree with Sean and Shelby when it comes to the Taylor Swift shenanigans. Yeah, the point that Sean and Shelby had to say is that this whole United States Senate Judiciary Committee hearing focused on Taylor Swift concert tickets, it's all just one distraction. What can we now distract the American people with so that they can ignore all of the failures of this Biden administration, so they can ignore all the failures of John Tester in the United States Senate. Let's have a hearing about Taylor Swift concert tickets, and we'll use all of our Taylor Swift song references. I mean, there's nothing like a bunch of you know, old United States senators quoting Taylor Swift to make it gag, right? It was just embarrassing. Tim and Savage, we were talking about how expensive everything is. If you got an electric car, you could save not only the planet, but you could have enough money to afford cable. That's, of course, if you can afford the expensive electric car in the first place, right, Tim? But what about saving the environment? Now, Tim got me. Okay, where is this story at here? I know I printed this one up. This actually came from the UK Guardian. The UK Guardian had this story. Where did I put it here? Ah, I know I printed it up. It's somewhere in my stack of stuff here. Anyway, the bottom line is the UK Guardian. I think this story may even be on the Drudge Report this morning. But what the UK Guardian is reporting is basically how, because of all of this push for electric vehicles, how it's going to destroy the environment. It's going to destroy the environment with all these lithium mines. That it would take in order to have to produce everything that would be needed for all these electric vehicles. Yeah, like I said, I thought I printed the story up, but oh yeah, here, it's right in front of me. Revealed how U.S. transition to electric cars threatens environmental havoc. And this is from the left-wing UK Guardian. By 2050, electric vehicles could require huge amounts of lithium for their batteries, causing damaging expansions of mining. May even jeopardize the 1.5 Celsius global heating target. Well, you don't say. You mean they're undermining the American economy to subsidize electric vehicles for wealthy people. You and I have to pay money. We're going deeper into debt as a country so that wealthier people can get a subsidy for their electric vehicle. And then at the end of the day, they still don't end up saving any money because when the Democrats put a $7,500 subsidy or $6,500 subsidy, whatever the exact number was, when they put it into effect, what did the electric car manufacturers do? They raised the prices by the same amount. So they still didn't end up saving any money. We still go into debt as a country. And then it's going to wreak environmental havoc is what the UK Guardian is reporting here. And it will jeopardize their global heating target. So they push this stuff in the name of their climate alarmist policies, all in the name of global warming. And then the very thing that they are pushing might actually undermine their global warming policy goals to begin with. But you know what? Their buddies are getting rich along the way, aren't they? Somebody's pocketing a lot of cash out of this deal, aren't they? You're losing money out of your pocket. Their buddies are getting money into their pockets. That's how it works. All right, who we got on the phone lines here? Because he's gonna stick around for the 8 o'clock hour. Okay, because we're really short on time right now. Let me leave you with this before we get into the 8 o'clock hour here. This is Karine Jean-Pierre continuing to stonewall Peter Ducey on the documents probe.
Thanks, Karine. After a special counsel was named, but before the FBI searched, President Biden went to his house in Wilmington. What was he doing in there?
I would refer you to the White House Counsel office.
So it was something relating to this case?
I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
Okay. Do you think that this story was leaked by someone trying to bruise the president politically ahead of a re-election announcement?
I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office, as they've been the ones who've been closely involved.
All right. There you go. There's more where that came from.